All right, welcome back to Street Smart. It's time for a reality check on the nation's deficit and overall debt, two issues that have taken and remained really at center stage from Wall Street to Washington. Joining us now is Véronique de Rougy, senior research fellow at the Mercatus Institute. She testified earlier today on the deficit before the Ways and Means Committee up on Capitol Hill. So, Véronique, it's been a long day. We appreciate you stopping back in here to talk to us. Let's start with the first myth. This is what we do here. You debunk these myths, and you say that debt and deficits, this is the myth now, can be tackled by raising taxes. What a horrible myth. Let's take a look at the actual fact. America is facing a spending problem, not a revenue problem. Now, have at it.
Well, I mean, the chart actually when you look at the chart of projected spending as a percentage of GDP going forward and revenue that on this chart going forward, you can see that what's driving the deficit in the future is really a spending explosion driven by autopilot programs such as Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. This, by the way, are CBO numbers, and as you see that the yellow line, you know, that's going flat is CBO projecting the ability of the federal government to raise 19% of GDP. And in tax collection. But even the problem is, like, even if we could really raise taxes as much as we wanted, it would never be enough to actually fill that gap, and then it would have consequences on economic growth. I mean, this morning during that testimony, actually, Ed Lazier, who is a former chairman of the CEA, the Council of Economic Advisors, were actually saying that his calculation was that in order to fill that gap, we would have to increase taxes by 50%. And I don't think there's any economist that actually think that we can raise revenue very much at this level of taxes.
I think Matt just had a heart attack. Hey, let's go on to myth number two. And that is, the myth is, there is no correlation between interest rates and deficits. You say the fact is investors anticipate higher interest rates since repayment of the debt is in question. We've got a couple of graphs. We use them a lot around Bloomberg. And one is the daily Treasury yield curve rates, the yield curve rates. Investors see a lot, don't they?
Yes. Well, I mean, the yield plot, the yield curve plot the relationship between interest rate and time to maturity of the entire spectrum of U.S. Treasury securities. And a normal yield curve slope gently upward to actually express the fact that the longer they have to hold, the a little higher interest rate they're going to request. When you have a yield curve that's actually sloping so steeply, it means that investors are building it anticipation and concern about inflation going forward. And as your previous guest mentioned, I mean, one of the things that company investors are really worried about is the budget. And the ability of the government to actually address and put its finance problem.
And I want to throw another chart at everybody because it kind of supports what you're saying, and that is what China, in terms of their debt holdings, and you point out, you know, in February you got China joining PIMCO in selling U.S. Treasuries, so they're already anticipating these higher rates, aren't they?
Yeah, well, one of the things that happens when you see when the yield curve is as steep as it is right now, is you see investor moving their investment away from long-term holdings to short-term holdings because they have concern for long-term holding. And yes, PIMCO has done it in February in China and Russia also. And this chart is showing this actually move away from long-term holding to short-term holding.
Let's take a look at myth number three here. It is that debt and deficits may be a problem, but we have the option to wait. That's been one that I think people have felt for a long time. The fact, you say, is that debt and deficits are currently draining our economy. So where's the evidence that this is a problem right now?
Well, I mean, so one of the problem is that the borrowing from the federal government comes from savings from the American people. And there's a point where actually there's not enough savings to serve both masters. And what happens is that while the borrowing increase, private savings, private investments go down. And that's what we call crowding out. And what you see on this curve is actually the bottom lines reflect this crowding out, which is basically, which basically shows that the economy collapses, you know, long before it's actually projected.
All right, some good stuff. Hey, Veronique, as always, thank you so much. Veronique DeRougy with our reality check.